So tonight we'll dedicate the Shir L'Nishmas by Baba Etel Bas Reb Yehuda, who's nifter tonight on the 8th of Nisan, many, many years ago, when I was a little boy. So, Parshas Tzav, we have the Halakha Mori Nayim, and Mori Nayim speaks about a number of subjects. He speaks about the subject of Shabbos HaGadol, and he explains why is it called Shabbos HaGadol. He says it's called Shabbos HaGadol because until the Shabbos, the Yidden were in Meichen the Katnus, they were small-minded, and after this Shabbos, they came into Godless HaMeichen. Godless HaMeichen, these terms are a very common theme in Chassidus, again and again, that there's two Meichen, is like your brains, your intellect, your way of thinking, your mindset. So there is a claim, there's a small mindset, a shriveled mindset called Katnus de Meichen, and then there's a big mindset. The big mindset is called Meichen the Godless. In other words, it's a question of self-perception. How do you look at yourself? In one way to say it would be, a succinct way to define this, if you look at yourself as a body that has some shachas to a soul, that's Meichen the Katnus, because you've limited yourself, you have constricted yourself to be this little body. Meichen the Godless, as you recognize it's really a soul, the way you see in the mirror is not you, and your body is just a tool. So just like it's clear that I have this nice Sony TCM-59V cassette quarter in front of me, and my voice will come out of it. If you replay, you'll hear my voice. Is it me? Absolutely not. I'm not a piece of plastic. But my voice is recorded on here. You hear me perfectly. It sounds better than me, the recording. It's just a tool in my hands. It's not me. So too, I'll tell you a little chiddush. My vocal cords that you're hearing this second is not me. The real me is my neshama and shamayim. And my neshama is endless. And my neshama is by the kisei hakavod right now as we talk. And just like it's clear that the Sony TCM-59V cassette recorder is not me, my voice box is not me. It's just a tool, it's an instrument, it's an appliance. Mamish the same as this is plastic and this is flesh, that's all. Zelbazach. That's Meichen the Godless. When I look at myself in a whole different way, when I look at the world differently, I look at Hashem differently. So on Shabbos HaGadol began, the Yidden had the Hasaga of what it means Meichen the Godless. And every Yid understood then, he says, that the Neshama was in Golas, Eitzel HaYetzahara. The main Golas is not the Golas of the body in Mitzrayim. The main Golas is the Golas of the Neshama, which is Nebuch, imprisoned and in a dungeon by the Yetzahara. So the Yetzahara is much worse than Paro, and the tragedy of a captive soul is much more painful than the tragedy of a beaten body in bondage. The body in bondage is nothing compared to the pain of the neshama, which is exiled from itself by the Yetzer. The Yetzer alienates ourselves from our real selves. We don't know who we really are. We have a false self-image. And you think you're 6.5 feet tall. It's not the real you. It's false. And he says, this Hasaga returns every year when Pesach comes. There's renewal of this understanding. That's why we make a Shechiyana. There's a very nice, the whole concept of the Shechiyana requires a little bit deeper understanding. It's a brach we make on all holy days. So Zog, the Hedla Gemara Nayim, the Shechiyanu, if we make a Shechiyana, Vikimana, Vigyanu, Lazman Hazeh, that we feel that the feelings that our Babas and Zaydas and our Avas Avaseinu Mitzrayim felt, that they felt as big as Iris on Shabbos HaGadol, this growth, this spiritual spurt, this surge, the spiritual surge that Avas Avaseinu felt on Shabbos HaGadol, Meichen the Godless, that they recognize it in the Shaman and the Guf, we can experience it every year on Shabbos HaGadol and Pesach Alein. So the Shechiyanu is an acknowledgement. Shechiyana v'kiyimana v'hiyana l'zmazeh. Thank you, Hashem, that you kept us alive. V'kiyana means we touch it. V'kiyimana, that with a v'kiyam, that it become, we get strengthened by it, that we literally feel the same aliyah that our forefathers felt. And I would venture to say, we will get to the Kedushas Levi a little later on, and from the Kedushas Levi, I'm venturing a shtickle nupshat and shechiyano. So I'm leaving. I am positing what the Heilige Rebbe the Mor Naim says, pshat and shechiyano. And we get to Kedushas Levi, I think we'll have an extra dimension of understanding Kedushas Levi to add to what the Mor Naim just said. There's another second shtick of the Mor Naim on Heidegger Parish is that Pesach, he says, brings down from the Zohar, Pesach is Droya Yemina. Pesach is the right arm of the Rabban Shalom. And that means that a Pesach is Nizgale Chasodim Sheba Oilam. Pesach, he says, is Chiyas Shal Kol Hashana. He says, we get lebedik, we get vitality and energy for the whole year from Pesach. Meredig is up. And that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that there are four Rosh Hashanahs in the world, and on Shavuos, for instance, we're Nidon on the Peiros. The fruit crop is decided on Shavuos. On Sukkot, we're Nidon on Mayim, the water supply. On Pesach is Tavua, which is basic parnasa, grain, staples. We know why Pesach is Nidon on Tavua, because your parnasa comes on Pesach. This is when you got really daven, no way for Shoshana. You want to get Parnasa? Pesach is Parnasa. What? Business Hayam. But the basics is the first day of Pesach. Bizu is the extras. Rishon Shel Pesach is the basic Parnasa. So Pesach is the site of a whole energy, a whole Parnasa, a whole physical nutrition and nourishment and Parnasa. Staples is from Pesach. And he says, you know, that there's many things that don't look like chesed, but there's really chesed hidden inside them. Like the Gemara says, Yesoid, that Gemara in Yevamos Lainal says, Choyle me ishte zante. A sick person, ishte, his fever, supports him. So you have a sick man in the hospital, Rechmol Lutzlan, and he's burning with fever. He's so hot. And once upon a time, they're intravenous. So a guy can be dying, it looks like he's dying of malaria, typhus, he's burning up with a hot fever. He doesn't eat for days, and he's alive. What's he eating? What's he living from? Teretz says his fever is nourishing him. What it really means is that his fever is making a lot of combustion, the metabolism of him, and he's metabolizing his fat, another of the bodily, what he has inside his body already. So fever has a tremendous thing that although the chola's digestive system seems to be not functioning properly, and he doesn't want to eat, he has no appetite, he's so sick. But in the sickness itself, kicks in another system which will nourish him in the sickness. Zok the Heilige Mor Naim, that this shows you that even in the fire, the Gehenna of sickness, he's burning with a fever, which is a fire midas ha-din, in the din is hidden chesed. That's what Pesach is droya d'imina. Pesach is the right arm of the Rabban Shalom. Yemin Hashem. Yemin Hashem is Pesach. Yemin is Chesed. That we can megale the nutrition and the support and the Chesed Hashem and everything in the rest of the year comes from Pesach. That even when bad things seem to happen, even when burning in fever, there's something good that's happening underneath the surface. Again, Chayla Ishtas Intei, the fever is giving mezainus. Even a fever can support us in a fever. So this bracha comes from Pesach. Because the Shechina Hashem Yisadeno Leres Devoy, the Rabban Shalom himself actually is a bigger chesed, because when a person is well, he gets his mezainis through intermediaries. And you have to go to the baker, you have to go, the farmer is going to make the grain, and make some, the miller makes the flour, and the baker makes bread, and finally you eat it. When you're sick, Hashem in the fever directly is mafaras you. So really it's a bigger chesed in a certain way. Dafke, in such a matzav, you're very sick and you're burning with fever, you get your nutrition directly from the Rabban Shalom. But the Shekhinah is right, exactly. Then on that, the Shekhinah is at the bed of the Choyla. Hashem Yisadenu, let us devoy. That's what the Tzivis is, the gift of Pesach. Third statement of the Mor Nayim, the Parshas Tzav, and then we get to Parshas Tzav. Chometz is B'mashur. We all know the Chometz of Pesach is B'mashur. Chometz is also B'mashur. Truth is, that's really the Rabbanon. People don't realize that. The fact that Chometz is not bottled on Pesach, even the mashu of Chometz, the smallest amount, is Aser. That's only the Rabbanon, by the way. Now, the Midraisa, Pesach, is bottle, actually. It's bottle. Yavish, b'yavish is chad betray. Dry is 1 to 2. And lach b'lach is bottle b'shishim on Pesach. And the truth is, a big machlokes whether in the afternoon, after chatzais, whether the chametz is b'mashu, and the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, and we actually seem to pass like the shita that it's not also b'mashu in the afternoon. Again, the difference is lach b'lach, yavish b'yavish, it's a subject. Then there's this thing called chayzer v'nir on Pesach, even if it was bottled before Pesach, maybe it's chayzer v'nir. That's a tricky thing. That's a tricky thing, but the truth is that those people who say you shouldn't bake Erev Pesach matzah because they're afraid of mashu, then there's the Mishnah Berurah, there's plenty of mekilim who hold that not chayzer v'nir. If you would have had a mashu with chametz and your Erev Pesach the matzahs, it would stay bottled, and there's kama shita to say it's okay. So you can bake your Erev Pesach matzahs and ask in the hate. But the kids are chametz l'mayz asav mashu on Pesach. And it's discussed in Siman Tafim Zayin in Aruch Chaim. But we all know the famous vort, which the Mor Nayim brings down, that the pshat is because matzah is the kedusha, and the klipa is chametz. The Zohar says, and we know the difference in chametz and matzah is the mashu between the hay and the ches. Chametz and matzah are the same letters. Mem and the tzadi is the same. The mem is the same. The tzadi is the same. The only difference is the hay and the ches. I was doing the hay and the ches. The hay is a little opening on the top of the left leg. And the chametz, the ches, it's closed. So the difference in chametz and matzah is that little bit that differentiates between the hay and the ches. That's well known, right? So that's what chametz is also a mashu. So now the Mor Nayim says a brilliant thing. A brilliant thing. He says a gevaltige zach. Everyone knows that. Chometz asur mashu, the difference in the hay and the ches. So he says, Chazal say, Habolatayr Messiah loy, Habolatame poischem loy. This is what Chazal say the Gemara in Yuma daflam et ches. Of a person comes latahir, a person wants to purify himself, Messiah loy. If you want to do tshuva, you want to metari yourself, you have siyata d'shmaya. Hashem gives you gevaltige siyata d'shmaya. If you want to metami yourself, poischem, Hashem just opens the door for you. It doesn't help you, it doesn't stop you. And the Gemara gives the famous marshal over there of a man who has a general store, and the store he sells smelly, foul-smelling kerosene and naphtha, petroleum products which smell, bad smell. And gasoline has a pretty sharp smell. Some people, the fumes are not good. Well, petroleum doesn't smell so good. And he also sells perfume in the same store. So where is the famous marshal? If a person comes in and says, I want some petroleum product, some gas, some kerosene, he always says, here's the label, go take for yourself. I like the smell. If a person comes in and says, I want to get some perfume, he always says, oh, 1 second, I'll be very glad to wait a second. Like, I finish this customer, I'll have time for you, and I will be glad to pour you out the perfume so both you and I can enjoy the smell together. So too, says the Gemara, if a person has mitame, Hashem says, do it yourself. You want mitire, perfume, let's do it together. In fact, the Heiliger Rebbe, the Mor Nayim, 1 second. Even when you say you're paischem loy, it's also messiahin loy. Because the maisa, when you're telling the Abolatame Paiskan, the Maisa Paiskan, Hashem opens it up for you. He's opening the store for you. Even in the marshal of the kerosene, La Maisa, the proprietor is saying, you know, okay, here, it's open. Take the ladle, do it yourself. He's opening it for you. He's not helping you as much as the perfume, But he is helping you. He's opening it for you. He's keeping it open for you. He's not stopping you. He's giving you instruction. You know, it's also helping. It's a gewaltige kasha. What do you mean about the tame paischen? The paischen is also Messiah. It's also Messiah. It's also Messiah. The Messiah is helping you. As I effect the Moinai. As I effect it. The Chayr in the movement, about the tame paischen. Shemash Shoshoyz no davish yuch le tame. Hashem is allowing you to do it. So haray Messiah no isai. The Pierce of the Hepech, he says, about the tame is the pshat. Paischen loy. The Yetzara, how's the Yetzara's work? The Yetzara is always machlef. The ches with the hay. The eight always makes a aveir look like a mitzvah. The eight makes an aveir look like a mitzvah. He makes it like I have such a gewaltig example. It's really shocking. It's scary. People are lazy and they don't want to bake matzahs properly, so they get chametz because they're too lazy to do it right. They're too lazy to look into what they're supposed to be doing. And they end up with chametz because they're too lazy. And they're being metame themselves. You can eat matzah and get yourself in trouble. You're not eating matzah. You're eating chametz. So, Nebuch people, the Yetzirah makes a thing that's a big mitzvah. A lot of Jews, they'll buy matzah. They didn't bother checking if it was a good hechsher. And they don't care. They want something cheap and inexpensive and not too difficult to get. So they'll buy cheap matzah. And you know what? They're getting themselves in big trouble. They might be liver and karis. So the Eitzar transforms the Aveir into a mitzvah. That's his whole kayach. So, Habolat Tameh, Paitzchen Lo, says the Moranayim, Hashem opens up the little difference between chametz and matzah and says to you, will you please do a mitzvah? Get matzah, not chametz. So that's the pshat. Habolat Tameh, Paitzchen Lo, is the pshat. The Eitzahara is machlif the chesrehei. And he makes the hay looks like it's a levort. You have to hear the vort. Poisonly, Marla Shehetzar Lias Pasul Lamala. The Abola Tame Poison Lo, that the Yetzahara is Machlet the Ches for a hay. And he makes it look, that's a pshat. Abola Tame, I said it wrong, let me say it again. Abola Tame, if you want me Tame, Poison Lo, the Yetzahara, opens up the ches to make it look like a hay, and you think that you're getting matzah, that's really chametz. He's machlif the ches for a hay. Instead of seeing the ches, that's chametz, he opens up a little bit and says, oh, this is matzah. That's pshat poiskim loy. Habol letamei poiskim Hashem allows you to be fooled by the Yetzirah. Poiskim loy Hashem allows him to open up the ches to be a hay. It looks like a mitzvah. You think you're doing the mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah. Big shayla if you can invite people for a seder to drive to your house. A lot of people think they're doing a big mitzvah. They invite people to drive to their house on Pesach night. I mean, there's the machlokes, there's different shaytas. Rav Moshe Feinstein held that if you invite someone to your house for a seder and ask them to drive, you're worse than lifnever. You're a mesmesis medeach. You're a mesis medeach. Reza the Tshuva, for instance, a fellow, an Orthodox Jew, was working at Talmud Torah, and he was inviting kids to come on Shabbos morning to a synagogue to come to a minyan. And he knew every kid's going to drive. Now again, there's some people who rationalize, you know, it's better the kids should drive to shul than to watch television. So you might say, no, Chas v'Shalom, you cannot do that. You know the kids are driving to shul on Shabbos to come to your junior congregation. This is a tshuva 50 years ago. You're worse than Lefnevi. You're Mesa Mediach. You're teaching them Taka conservative, straight. That's it. That's Kedai. That's what conservatives say. Yeah, it's better to come to synagogue than go to drive a movie. We're gonna have the open parking lot. And we're going to do a lot of things. As long as the kids, people come to shul. That's Mesa Mediach. Ramesh was very... Ramesh was the Eid Lazisa Mensch. He called the spade a spade, though. It's Mesa Mediach. So the Eitzar made these... How many conservative rabbis really originally Orthodox? How many Chaim Berliners and Tarvadasers and Yitzhak Chonans and others were originally Orthodox and they got slept into this? They meant, well, the Yitzhak told them it's a big mitzvah to be carved these lost souls, take down the mechitza, better no mechitza and not coming to shul rabbi. Isn't that better? And it goes a long way like this. So Thomas told me, boy from Lassa Meir is going back. He was miscarried by a Kiruv organization, very good organization actually. But this organization is going back home. Now he said, thank Shurim for you. He said that they're all mixed. Every shear is mixed. They don't have one shear, no boys and girls together. It has to be mixed. Otherwise, people aren't going to come. And how many Orthodox places used to have dances for boys and girls? Because they wanted to make them to have dances. Everybody, that place is made the inviter. You have to know where you can draw the line, you know? So it says, the Omar Inayim, Abol Letame Paischem, means the person who wants to metame, the Eitzara, if you're not looking to metare yourself, but I have other cheshbainas, if you bol Letame, the Eitzara will help you along. But how's he going to do it? By Paischem, though. He'll make the ches look like a hay, and he'll make the chomus look like matzah. That's the pshat paischenlo. Paischenlo, Hashem will make it, the Yitzhar will make it easier for you. He will distort things. He'll help you out. He'll make it easier for you. Yeah, doing a big mitzvah. You're doing a great mitzvah. Let's have a Yom Kippur ball. Let's have Yom Kippur balls. Get the people to the synagogue. Yom Kippur balls. Dances on Yom Kippur night. They heard Kol Nidre. It's not Pasha. That's as I like the one I am. Paisal is it's a very difficult. You have to Paisal, if you want Mitame, the Eitzar will be Mitame you more. He'll give you good excuses and make you feel good about it. Make you feel real good about yourself. He'll make the ches into a hay, he'll make the chametz into matzah. Next Shtikamar. But you know what, let me jump for a second. There's one more Shtikamar Nayim. But that was the pace of Shtikamar Nayim's. There's one not part of the Sav, which we'll get to in a second. And let me just jump to the Kedushas Levi and tell you what the Kedushas Levi says, and I think we can put the Kedushas Levi together tomorrow night about the Shechyanu. So, where is the Kedushas Levi here? Mer de Gishtikel. Oh yeah. Let me see. The Kedushas Levi is a Zeugen Pact. The Pact is bow. Ooh, wah. The Kedushas Levi says, where's the shtick I'm looking for here? What am I looking for? It's on, Kedushas Levi is on Pesach, Chelik Aleph on Pesach. The Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Shalom, thank you for allowing us to learn Azelcha Heiliga Graces for Moichin the Godless to learn Ashtikal Kedushas Levi Ashtikal Moinayim. Ah, Moidani Lefanecha Shechianu Vikimanu Vikianu Zman Azeh. Zog the Heiliga Kedushas Levi. Taisus Kashim Sachem Kuv Beizim Abeis. One of the Geshmaks of Taisus. The Rashbam says on Kuv Beizim Abeis that there's a problem when Yom Tov comes out Motzei Shabbos, so the Gemara says that you do Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdol Zman. You have Yayin, you have Kiddush, Motzei Shabbos, Yom Tov, not this year. Sunday is Yom Tov. You have Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdol Zman, Shech Yonu. What happened to Besamim? What happened to the Besamim and the Havdol? You have a Ner. You have the Yayin for Avdol. We don't have Besamim. Zog to Rashbam, because Yom Tov also has Neshama Yaseira. The purpose of Besamim Motzei Shabbos is because you lose your Neshama Yaseira. But Yom Tov also has Neshama Yaseira, so there's no reason for Besamim. In fact, I said Busta Kasha say, but say Motzei Yom Tov always have to have Besamim, because Motzei Yom Tov is losing Neshama Yaseira. So every Motzei Yom Tov should have to make Avdol with Besamim. So Mahay Taima Taisa's answers. No, there's no Neshama Yaseira in Yom Tov. No. So how come when Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov, you don't have a summer? Because he says, because Yom Tov, you have a lot of good food. And it's Geshmak, it's Yom Tov. So the whole idea why you have to have a summer in Motzei Shabbos is because you crash. You lose your Neshama Yaseira, you feel so sad. What's my Neshama Yaseira? I feel so bad. I'm shocked. Poor Zisha, he goes around, Mama's trembling, Motzei Shabbos, lost Neshama Yaseira. But Motzei Yom Tov is not a problem, because since you have a Geshmak of Yom Tov Suda, you're eating good stuff, you have simplest Yom Tov, the simplest Yom Tov and the food of Yom Tov, that comforts you, that you don't feel so bad, you don't feel so down. Here you have a down, you lost Neshama Yaseira, Vay of the Nefesh, Yeah, but the yantif is not the bad. You have a good yantif. It's a geshmak yantif. Not because the neshama yisei of yantif. The food of yantif. The geshmak of yantif. The wine of yantif. The whole yantif. That keeps you, that cheers you up. Azoy zok the Rashbam. But lo'ilam, there is no neshama yisei of yantif. However, says the Kedushas Levi, the Davni Nezis is the same word, but the Kedushas Levi says it, Azal Arichas Godl. Azal geshmak of word. It's just so beautiful. I have no time to say it over. It's too much. I'm not. Oh, yeah. Zach the Jewish lady. As I Yisoyt. Mama she Yisoyt. It's worthwhile being born to say I was such a Yisoyt like this in Jewish lady. Ah. Zach the Azoy. There's a stira between Midrash and Chazal. One Chazal tells us that Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Yidal brings down that Avraham Avinu's Bris Milah took place. When did Avraham have his Bris Milah? Avraham Avinu had Bris Milah. When did he have his Bris Milah? Lamed Shvat. Would you see that? Zion Adar. Avraham Avinu's Bris Milah. Zion Adar. Would you see this shot? Yeah, Zion. Avraham Avinu.
Oh, Avraham Avinu.
Avraham Avinu. Not much of that. When? What?
3 days
before Pesach. Taisa says in Rosh Hashanah, and this is the Bukhari Shigal Pashtus, that was on Pesach. Avram was most of a Pesach. Another, there's a picture of Belazar in other places that's put down the Piyut on Rosh Hashanah, that he was Malos of Yom Kippur. There's a picture of Belazar Dachzach. So there's two very strong Shittas in Chazal. One says he was Malos on Pesach. That's why, that's the, and the, it's Masha in the Torah like that, because he made matzahs for the Malachim. The Malachim was Mavaster came.
It was 3 days later.
What? Yom Hashlishi says that they came during Pesach. It was around Pesach time. Pesach. But it's not Yom Kippur. And the other Chazal, it was on Yom Kippur. So what do you do? Zokt the Hail Kedush Levi. You have to read the words one by one, but he said like this. Ah. He says, a person can come to such a madrega. A human being, a yid, the avais, have such a fantastic koyach that their asiris, if they're moderate themselves enough, they can not just, they can lift themselves up and lift the whole world with them, and they can change time. Like it is HaChodesh Elohim. After Matan Torah, we mamish the based in this kaveh of the calendar. But individual tzaddikim of such a koyach, the gemama should be mashpi on time before Matan Torah. The avos had the power that their asiris, they will marry a certain midah, and they will marry the midah, and the time became a time through them. Avraham Avinu, when he wanted to be noyig with the chveis, as man of kapara, as man of slich, of rachmim, he created Yom Kippur. The Nefesh Chaim says, that the avos before Matan Torah, they were mashpi on all the stars. The stars weren't mashpi on them. They changed the stars around. That's why it says by Avraham Avinu, Avraham went out of the Bria, and he was above the whole universe, and he can mashana eat the machlev zazmanim. We say, Shabbat Bar Marva Ravim, Chava Pasei Hashem Esfunim, mashana eat the machlev zazmanim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, before Matan Torah, the avos could change zazmanim. That's why Yankov married two sisters. Today will be a Churban. But Yankov was so powerful he could change the whole Mahusa de Bria that to him two sisters is good. Zokta Kedushas Levi, that the Aves could change time. Avraham could marry the Midah of Yom Kippur if he wanted. He came to the Midah of Yom Kippur, maybe Yom Kippur. He could make a Yom Tov anytime he wanted. And at the same time, he could make the Midah of Pesach. He could make a Val de Yir Shemayim, make a Yom Kippur. And he can marry the Midah of Gula of Pesach the same day. And that's the pshat. The Navi says, the Navi Yecheskel says, Echad Hoya Avram. Echad Hoya Avram. Navi Yecheskel, I thought it's Navi Yeshayim, he's Navi Yecheskel, I'm going to check this pasuk. The Navi says, Echad Hoya Avram was one. What's the Chiddush? Avram could be two things at once, if you want. Avram didn't have a split personality. Avram could be Pesach and Yom Kippur at the same time. Could you do that? You can't do that. Even I can't do that. To make Pesach and Yom Kippur, wow, that's an awesome Pesach. Pesach is enough. Avram can make Pesach and Yom Kippur at the same time. Echad Avram. He's one. One man can do two things at once. It's awesome. Nimtza Avrama Yevshli is Yom Kippur and Pesach B'yom Echad. This is not kasha. Because they can marry that Bechina. So it's no steer to the Midrash Chazal. Now, we know that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that Shabbos is Kivir V'kaima. Shabbos is a absolute Metzias in the Bria. Kivir V'kaima is Kavua. It's permanent. Shabbos is permanently programmed into the Bria once every 7 days. So I use my palm pilot better. Now I use my calendar. And when I have an appointment, I make the alarm clock go. Program into my palm pilot and my Verizon Trio. I had an appointment with somebody today. I'm proud of myself. I got my, it was Kavua. It's programmed into my palm pilot permanently that, you know, ring the bell every week. That's time. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Shabbos is programmed into the Bria. Yom Tov is not programmed into the Bria. We have to reprogram every time. We change the clocks. Daylight savings, Eastern Standard, we change it. So Mele, he says this Gevalt Gevart. And he says, therefore, listen to this, since Yom Tov we create Yom Tov. We create Rish Chodesh. We make it. Therefore, by Yom Tov, such a thing as Ishrachag. Ishrachag, by voice of my character is Be'ech. It's a mitzvah to have another day. You know why? Ishrachag means you're Mekusha to the Chag. Because the Chag is such a big word. It says Neshami Yaseira, and so is Yom Tov. The Chilag is Shabbos is Neshami Yaseira. It's a gift from the Rabbi Shnal. Easy come, easy go. Shabbos were programmed from the Shami Yaseira. Most of Shabbos, God takes it away. It's not mine. He gave it. The Lord taketh. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Hashem nasan, Hashem lakach. Yishem Hashem avorach. The good Lord gave it to us on Friday. He takes it back Moshe Shabbos. It's not mine. The program is, you got it on Shabbos. Moshe Shabbos takes it back. It's gone. Oh, Yivei, I'm so shvach. I'm shocked without my Neshama Yaseira. Here's some Besamim. Revive yourself. Yom Tov. God didn't give it to me. I made it myself. It's my Bechina. I shaf it. And therefore, it stays. That's why it's the Vistruchak, says the Morin. I was married. That's why it's the Vistruchak every Yom Tov. To show you, it's still with me at the Yom Tov. Because I made it. It never leaves me. Stays at least one more day. What? It says no Besamim. Because it didn't leave. The only reason you have Besamim, the Neshama Yaseira Yom Tov. But it's my Neshama Yaseira. I made it. Stays with me, I don't know, forever. It stays for a while. At the Yom Tov, you see the next day it's still there. It's Yuchag. It's like, it's Avort. A Shchap, a Luis Shchap. A Kishon Dik Echap. From the Kedush Levi. I don't think the Avnei that says this, Shtickle. The Avnei that is a friend for his Taisus Kash with the same Yisod. Yom Tov we make, so it stays with you. Easy come, Shabbat, easy come, easy go. You didn't earn it. Yom Tov you earned it, it stays with you. But isn't this Raya, isn't the Garaya? The Yom Tov is Yisruchag. There's no Yisruchag after Shabbos. Right, even though, you know, Shon Shavron would call Sunday Shabbos Sheni Shagolius. Sunday in America is Shabbos Sheni Shagolius. Israel is no Sunday. You know, you work 6 days a week, you die, no days off. He would call, Shon Shavron would call Sunday Shabbos Sheni Shagolius. In Golis you have a Sunday. So that's just in America, but that's not halachically oriented. Al pi halacha, Shabbos over, it's over. We try to have a little more of Malka, but it's over. But Yom Tov, next day Yisrachag, it's a mitzvah to eat. You know why? Because the Yom Tov's still there. You have to try, the next day start up the Yom Tov. The Shami Yisrael doesn't leave you. So if you have Kasha, Avad, when Matzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, there's no Besamim. You know why? Because it's still the Shami Yisrael and Yom Tov. I, Matzah Yom Tov, why don't you have Besamim? Because the Besamim the Yisrael doesn't leave you. It's Meredik. All right, Yisrachag. Ah, Geshmak, boy. So I'm just want to leg two. Now you understand why. You understand very well why this is Shech Yanu. On Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Why do you have Shech Yonu every Shabbos? Teretz, Shech Yonu means we, Shech Yonu, V'kimanu, V'gilu Mazeh, because we make it. We make it happen. So Shech Yonu is where we make it happen. Shabbos, we don't make it happen. I thank the Rabbi Shalom for me to help me make the Yom Tov, and I made the Kedushas Yom Tov. So Shech Yonu, Hashem gave me the Chiyas, V'kimanu, V'gilu Mazeh, that I made it. So Mele, with this, I just want to friend for the Rambam. You know the Rambam Paskins? One of my favorite Rambams. The Rambam Shita is the Lomer Zogin at Kiyah Shofar. Yeah. So I blew my shofar already. When I blow my shofar, I make two brachas. Lishma Yaakov Shofar Shehecheyanu V'kiyamanu V'giyanu Lazman HaZeh. And then in comes Isha and says, Rabbi, I missed it. I was outside. So what I do now? I say, okay, Zish, wait till after davening, we'll take care of you. So I go out and I make, what I do, I blow for Zisha. Now that I blow for Zisha, I make a bracha for Zisha. Which bracha do I make? Lishma Yaakov Shofar. How about a Shechianu? Paskin Raman can't make a Shechianu for Zisha. I can only make a Shechianu for me, not for Zisha. Shere Rambam, we don't pass like that really. He says that much is on the Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita. You can only make a Shechianu for yourself. You can't make it for somebody else. So, what's the pshat? It's very good. The Lishma Yaakov Shofar, I can still make for Zisha, even though I made it for myself. Because that, the Lishma Yaakov Shofar is from the Rabbi Shalom. The mitzvah Shofar, that's a gift from Hashem. But the Shechianu is what I shaft the Zman. Is I made it. I made this man of Rosh Hashanah. Klaizon makes it. The Meshach Chacham says that's the reason why Oichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov. You can't cook on Shabbos for yourself. You can cook for yourself on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is all the Shabbos, you know. Yom Tov is Shabbos. So I can make him cook on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov, you know why? It's only right, he says, that I can cook for myself because I made the Yom Tov. It's not Chil Yom Tov. I made the Yom Tov. So I should cook for myself Yom Tov. I gotta give myself Koyach. I made the Yom Tov. Shabbos, I didn't make the Shabbos. Hashem gave me a gift. I got to get ready for the gift. Cook before Shabbos. Yom Tov, I'm a Yachsen. Hu Asher Yosem L'chem L'chol Nefesh. Yom Tov, my Nefesh made the Yom Tov, so I deserve to take care of my Nefesh Yom Tov. I made the Yom Tov. As always, like the Meshach Chochmah. The Meile, I'm saying the Shechianu I make. Shechianu is the celebration of the fact that I feel the Yom Tov now, like in Mitzrayim. I feel Pesach in Mitzrayim. I feel Sukkot like in the Midbar. I feel Shuas like Matan Torah. It's my Osiris did it. So since it's my Osiris, I can't make the Baruch of Zisha. He has to make his own Shechianu. I can't make a Shechianu for him. The Lishma Yaakov Shofar is a gift. Even there, the mitzvah Hashem gave, in the Yom Tov, he gave the gift of Shofar. Okay. In the schus that we made the Yom Tov, Hashem gave us a gift called the mitzvah of Shofar, mitzvah of Matzah. So the Lishma Yaakov Shofar, I can make for him because it's not a personal thing. It's a gift Hashem gave to Klai Yisrael. So I was Yaitzeh, but he wasn't Yaitzeh, so I was Arvas, I can make the Baruch of him. Shechianu is because it's celebrating the fact that every Yid makes the Yom Tov. My Osiris helps make the Yom Tov. So it's my Shechianu, and I can only make it for myself. Okay. Now just one last thing, gentlemen. And you go back to your pace of preparations. The Yisoid from the Kedush, from the Mor Naim, a Parshas Tzav. We've learned it many times. But the Mor Naim is Heilige Zachen. It's hard to hold on to it. And we'll finish with this Gevaltik Yisoid from the Mor Naim. So Gedali can go home Smeach V'Toiv Leif. With Amor and Naya, to fortify himself for Florida. Because before you go to Florida, you need a lot of chizik. A lot of chizik. So here's some chizik for you. So, the Yadabash al Moshe Lamer Tzavas B'nai Yisrael. Zabd Rashi, famous Rashi, first Rashi. What should Tzavas Aaron? Suddenly over here, Hashem says, Command Aaron. Why does Aaron need a special command over here, Zisha? You're a Kayan. So Rashi says, "Ain't tzav eloshin zirus, zrizus, zirus, miyad lo dayus, for now and forever." Amar Rav Shimon b'yaiser, you have to have more zrizus and zirus. The mug is a chasar and kiss wherever there's monetary outlay of money. So here we're talking about karbonas. Comes to spending money, people need zirus. You gotta give people chizuk to spend their money. People love their money more than themselves. He's smiling already, just the word money, he's smiling, just saying money, he smells it already. And, you know, some people need, besides over spell, you know, some people need to spell money, Mr. Shabbos, you know, no minig. Ah, gewaltig. Do you want to think of Shmech? The green, Ginson. Some people, you know, they, for chazeres, they use, not letters, they use galabil. You know, this is, some people think it's sweet, some people think it's marah, some people think it's bitter. Ah, besamim. The kids here. So, what's the shot? What?
Everything ends with money. You must show it. You put it to your pocket.
Money, yeah, it's all money. The Torah starts with money, ends with money. Ashtay Yitvar Mala, my mate, Kesef, Mom, and Geld. So, money is a big item. So, Fek, the Mori Nayim, Every mitzvah costs money. Every mitzvah has chasar and kis. A lot of mitzvahs are more expensive than the karbanas. Karbanas are so expensive. A carbon oila, such a big chasar and kis. Matzahs are probably more expensive. That's why matzah called lechem oini, because if you pay for your matzahs, you're a poor man. So what's the big chasar and kis over here by carbon oila? And it's always the dairis also. So Zogdei Gemarinayim, the pshat is that Tairis Oila is the pshat. She's like to tell her right. Okay, I'm going to try to say it as quickly as I can, as to the point that I can. Oila is the taich. That a carbon oila, with the carbon oila, we want to mal ourselves, we want to elevate ourselves to the source where everything comes from. Everything that you see in this world, there's this black little bag over here, my black bag. This black little box over here. I'm black. My keys are black. And this tabletop is brown. And this is, Kedushas Levi is a brown cover. My name is a brown cover. It used to be black. And this upholstery here is blue. My beard used to be black. His hair is still black. And it's red. And there's green, and there's pink, and there's purple, all kinds of colors. But you know what? The source of everything is light, white. You break down the light, the prism, the spectrum, you have all kinds of colors, but everything is light. So everything is the Ora Elyon, says the Kedahedle Gemorinayim. Everything starts from the Ora Elyon. And the original, the Haganza Velt was light. That's where the first Siva was, Yehi Or. And everything starts from the light of the Rabbanu Shlom. Before the Bereishis, there was the light of Hashem. Everything is light. And we learn Torah properly. You dovek yourself not in the dark black letters of the Torah. You see the white. You go to the Shirish. Is the Ora Elyon. And the Taz of learning Torah is to get to the Ora Agonus. The Ora Agonus, he says, who in a moya loy b'limudo kiya mashanasa lamdu nabokya b'halacha shvayinu oisya shabatayra ein ze mechuvin shalak shem yizborach ein ze ikir. That before the Chayda of the Rishon, another one around, he looked at a blade of grass. He didn't just see the blade of grass. He saw the light on top of the blade of grass, where it came from. He looked at a tree. He saw there was a halo on top of the tree. A halo on top of the tree. He looked at Mount Everest. He saw a halo on top of Mount Everest. He looked at Chava. He saw a halo on top of Chava. Wherever he looked at, he saw the ore where it came from. Didn't see. So the ore on top of your head. You don't see it? Ah, that's bizarre. When you learn Torah, he says the Tach is not just to stick with the Isis. Avadav is in the Isis too. That's the lowest level. You have to see the ore alien above the Isis. And just be a lamdan to just know the lamdan and to put together the Isis, snish the Tachlis. The Tach is the ore alien. The Meili says, in a mokim sheish chesar, carbon oila is a place of chesar and kiss. Kiss means lashon kisui. A carbon oila is a place, you need zeros in a place where there's a chesar and kiss. In a place where it's easy to come to the top. You need zeros to go to the top. A carbon oila with the tachlis is to go high, lift yourself up. The oila, you burn everything of the carbon, you go on to go, you get rid of the gashmias. You want to see the Ora Elyon. The Mela, it's a chesar and kiss. It's a place that's no kisoy. For that, you need zeros. You need a big chizuk to go, to push yourself, to want to come to such a madrega. Come, Rabbi, we stop with this holy roller stuff over here with the Ora Elyon. I'm buying matzahs, you know, and I'm just doing the right stuff here, and I have my tzitzis. What do you want with this holy lights over here? What's going on? What is this, the 4th of July? Fireworks, lights, fire. What's going on here? The light stuff, too heavy for me. But Chazal say that originally it says, "Vayas Hashem l'adam katnis or v'yal bishen." Hashem made garments of ore. The Torah writes ore with an ayin. He made garments of leather, of hide, the flesh. And Reb Meir's Sefer Torah was written ore with an aleph, because Reb Meir eni chachamim, whose nickname was Rav Nahoroi, whose real name was Rav Nahoroi, the man of Nahoira light. Reb Meir saw the Ora Elyon on top of the Ora Gashmi. When he looked at someone, he saw on top of their skin, he saw the halo coming out of their skin. He saw the Ora. A-U-R-A. Ora is Ora. Mamash Ora is Ora. Reb Meir saw the Aleph of the Ora. And his Torah was written, cut nice Ora with an Aleph. As it's called Reb Meir. Rav Noroi. So, the Kitzer, he says, that's why Dafka over here, by the Korban Ola, the Tachas of the Korban Ola, is to come to the Ola, to bring yourself to a Mokim Chisoran Kis. There's no Kisui, to Mazariz yourself, L'shal Adairus, because when you come to that Or, you're above time. L'shal, now and forever is the same thing. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, when he's on Sinai, he sees Rabbi Kiva, who lives 2,000 years later. Moshe sees him. How can he see him? There's this, when you come to the Madreg of Moshe Ola Lakim, when you come to the Madreg of Karban Oila, there's a chasar and kiss, there's no kiss. So the Shah and the Dairis, now the present, and the Dairis are all the same. And Rabbi Shimba Yechai says in Zayir, Shimba Yechai read the Zayir. It's Alta Kasha, all these Chaikim, these Kaifim, these Afra Lepumayu Chevra. Oh, how did Rabbi Shimba Yechai read the Zayir? We have the statements in the Zayir that come from Babylonian Amoroyim, who lived 300-400 years after Rabbi Shimba Yechai. This is a forgery over here. He didn't write it. Well, of course he wrote it. Rabbi Shimba Yechai, who's talking the Baal member of this Baal Rabbi Shimon, right? The Rabbi Shimon is the one who says this Memra, right? Rabbi Shimon B'yayzer Tzrichim Ziris B'mokish Yesh Chesor and Kis is the Baal member over here, right? Rabbi Shimon, he was in the present and the future at the same time. He has memories there from Rabbi Bar Chanan, who lived a few hundred years later. It was now Moira. How could Rabbi Shimon see Rabbi Bar Chanan? No problem, because Rabbi Shimon is L'shal Adairus. When you get to the Or Elyon, that light is L'malam Nazman, L'malam Namakim. You see everything. That's the Or, that's the Or Agonas. For the first 36 hours, Hashem was going in the Torah for Tzadikim L'Slavoi. That's the light, that's X-ray vision, telescopic vision, microscopic vision, and eternal vision. And there's no difference in Shon Darius, in Yilamalam and Azman. There's no limitation of time, of present, past, present, future is all the same. So Rav Shimon Yechai could write the Zohar and say things that were said in the future, because he saw the future where he was living right then. That's the Inyan. He says a lot more, but Chumash in Koyach, and you have no time. This is what he says, the Pshat and Zayis Tarius Oilis, Mashal Adairis, Ziris. Yo, Shvizach, the Kamsa Zadar Elyon. Okay. So Shvizach, my Bob again, Etel Bas, Rav Yehuda, Linish Masa. Okay.